The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and today is, believe it or not, May 19th, 2016, and welcome to Motivation and Muscle. And this is a special promotion we're doing here. We are working with Mindy Underwood, who is the owner of Redemption Powerlifting. And we're going to talk about they're having a big powerlifting meet on May 28th, 2016. And I want to give you just a little bit of the information before I bring Mindy in. This is the RPS Redemption Powerlifting Meet 3. It's located at the Crown Plaza Hotel Ballroom. This is at 13051 Bell Tower Drive, Fort Myers, Florida, and the zip there is 33907. Now, this is open to the public, and the doors open at 8 a.m. The cost is $10 at the door. Children are free. Veterans are free with a VA card or military identifying ID. Wendy, welcome to Motivation Muscle, and we're very happy to lend whatever we can to your power meet and all the other fellow lifters and brothers and sisters out there. Why don't you give us a little information about it, how it started out, where obviously you're into the third, year, I bet you can correct me if I'm not right there, of this, and obviously this is definitely growing into something very big. So welcome to this special edition, and why don't you give us a little information about it, please?
Thank you for having me, and you're correct. This meet, the RPS Redemption Powerlifting Meet, has become an annual meet here in Florida, and it is turning into the biggest powerlifting meet in Florida, one of the biggest powerlifting meets within the surrounding areas I believe that anybody's ever seen. I've had the honor of my meet going global. So this year I have 75 lifters, of which they're coming from Canada, Sweden, California, and all over the eastern United States. So I'm really excited. It started out as a small idea just to put on. I wanted to put on a meet that was at a great venue that had the same equipment in the warm-up room that you get on the platform, that had good awards, big prizes, and all kinds of things to offer, not just the lifter, but the people who are coming to support the lifter. Because I think sometimes as meet directors, we can get wrapped up in giving the lifter the things they need, which we should. However, there's also an audience. And so I had been a member of the audience, and I had been very unhappy with the meet locations and the places that I was going when my husband was powerlifting and I was showing up with two little kids, and there wouldn't be anywhere to sit. There wouldn't be any AC. The powerlifting meets are not like a baseball game. They last a little longer. You're definitely not in and out. It's an all-day event. So you kind of plan to set up shop and be there. So one of the things that I do is I get a venue that offers more than just a room with bodies in it. You have it's a nice hotel. It's the Crown Plaza. And I don't just rent some of it. I rent the entire ballroom. But right there within the hotel, they actually have this impeccable restaurant. The prices are good. The food is incredible. But if that's not enough for you, you walk outside the hotel and you're in a shopping mall. And you have everything from high-end stores to Applebee's to the movie theater, whatever you want. And then when you come back, you can go change for a little bit, and you can jump in the pool. And then if you want, you can come back for deadlifts. And the nice part about that is I also offer childcare. It's free childcare. You tip the girls that I've provided for you. You sign a waiver, and the parents, if they want a couple hours, they can drop their kids off, and they can tip the girls in the childcare room. So that's definitely something unique to my events. I also am raffling off this year. One of my sponsors is the local Errands here. They're actually a furniture store, and they also sell electronics. They're going to be raffling off a free laptop, a free GoPro, and a free TV. Also, I have Brian Carroll sponsoring my meet, who is the author of 1020 Life, and he's donating an Inzer squat suit. So between Brian and Inzer, we're also going to be raffling off a new squat suit for the powerlifters.
Nice.
I also have Animal as one of my sponsors, and Animal was kind enough to send me enough Animal gym bags plus a brand new huge protein supplement, along with t-shirts, along with samples of other kinds of supplements to give out to the best lifters as well. And that's not even enough. I still have Captain Jack. They are coming. They're bringing a camera crew. And on top of that, they have provided t-shirts to all the lifters. And they also provided a little extra this year. So we have t-shirts that can be sold to the guests at the event if they would like to have the same t-shirt that the lifters are getting on the stage.
Nice. So you know, the nice thing you did with this, Wendy, is this.
Mindy,
I'm sorry. Damn it. The nice thing you did with this is this. Being a power lifter, you've been in a lot of places that weren't good. And it really has an effect on a lifter, especially when they're getting ready to go in and do something big. I applaud you for that, because that goes to show that you've had plenty of experience in the powerlifting field here, and now you've taken what you didn't like, the pros and cons of it, and now you've created not only a meet that I'm sure is going to be dynamite, but everything around you is good. I mean, when you can go out and swim, or you can shop, or you can eat at a good restaurant, that makes a big difference in anybody's life there, and especially when you have kids. You know, I mean, it's hard. Kids get bored real easy. They're only going to sit still for so long, and you set up the ability for them to be away from it but yet safe. So you feel, I mean, you feel with all the expertise you've had that this has been very beneficial to what you're promoting here for the third time.
Oh, absolutely. It just keeps growing. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. This year when I put up the link to be able to get into the meet,
yep,
I was sold out within days, which that's like unheard of. And I still, unfortunately, have a huge waiting list of lifters that would love to be lifting in this meet, but they just can't make it because they just didn't. I warn them each year. I'm like, this keeps growing and growing and growing. And I book my event a year out because I know that it keeps growing. And as soon as it goes up, get your entries in for next year, because unfortunately it is going to sell out. One of the biggest things this year is April Mathis, the strongest female in the history of powerlifting, actually got in the meet, and she's going to start out benching over 425 pounds. She's going to squat over 700 pounds, and she's going to pull over 600 pounds. That is all raw.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. So my company, Redemption Powerlifting Gear, sponsors April, and we provide for her all her knee wraps and wrist wraps and knee sleeves that she's going to be competing in. So we're really excited to watch our equipment in action and watch our gear in action as she sets new all-time world records.
And, you know, it's really great to see this, because you and I have talked on shows with me, and, you know, in this sport, in every sport with anything to do with physical culture, there's good and there's bad. And you hear more about the bad than the good. And it's nice to see that obviously this is going to keep growing. And, you know, let me ask you this. At this point, would you like to become a promoter of this, even getting into this more, developing it more? Obviously now you're in the equipment business, so you're really diversifying your company in a big way. But could you see yourself setting up possibly as a promoter for other things? Maybe you start promoting strongman or whatever, but you have the expertise now how to set things up, how to do things. And obviously, like all of us, we're going to learn year to year how to get better, what we like, what we don't like, who we want to be around. Is this something you see in your future?
Absolutely. I am going to assist in a strongman. I have some big ideas for a local strongman competition here in Florida. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to is I would really like to get some support behind the local car dealerships here and actually there's a guy here in our area who always does big commercials saying it's huge. And that's what we want to do. We want to make this the first indoor strongman competition, and we're going to rent out the entire Germain Arena and do a strongman there. So that's going to be great, and I'll be behind the scenes making all that happen. So I'm excited about that. And I did have the opportunity to go to Miami recently,
yep.
and I was behind the scenes making everything powerlifting happen at that event for the Miami Grand Opening. So that was very exciting, and I that let me take what I love and turn it into expo and just get together a huge team. The Redemption Powerlifting team came together, and they just really exploded at that event. It was way more than what I think anybody envisioned. I knew it was coming, but I don't think they knew it was coming. And when it hit them, they were all pretty blown away.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously in this sport you need people that and good, honest people that are going to promote it. You know, I hate that word mainstream because they've said about this show that your show is going mainstream, which to me is always a dirty word to me. But when you think about it, I think on this line, and it was totally a compliment, what's happening now is like what you're promoting, what I'm promoting here, and obviously we're both working together to help you out here. I don't mind that so much because we're really doing justice to what we love to do. And if that means mainstream, and if that means the kid down the street that never heard the word powerlifting or motivation and muscle or strongman or anything like that, suddenly this is something he or she decides they want to do, that's what I think it's all about. We here now are offering things to people that maybe they've never heard a lot about it, or what they've heard about it was, it's no good, you know, blah, 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 you know. And I think this is very important what you're doing, and I applaud what you're doing here because I know the work it takes to do these things, and especially when you got to go out, be a salesman, saleswoman, whatever you want to clarify that as, and meet people, and you've got to be able to deal with people, and you've got to be able to, you got to be a salesman, and you're very lucky, and they're all very lucky that you have a very good past and present with powerlifting. And, you know, when you go in to speak to a car dealer, you know what the talk is. You know how to speak to somebody. You've done it. You're still doing it. And I think it's a great thing. And I love the idea that you are making strides every year. And, you know, it'll be very interesting. 10 years from now, I mean, who knows? I mean, you could be end up being a national promoter for all you know. So comment on that and tell me what your feelings, especially that word mainstream when I said it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all the kind words. And in reference to mainstream, you know, when you said that, it made me think yep. about when I was younger and yep. I fell in love with a band. And then that band was underground. You only got to see them at local clubs, and they were underground. And
yep.
then when they went, quote, unquote, mainstream, you were like, oh, they're mainstream. But honestly, when they went mainstream, that's when they made it. So really,
yeah.
we should be celebrating
yep.
when things are
yep.
going mainstream, because that means that, you're, like you said, you're reaching out to people who are outside of your circle. And if you don't
yep.
ever reach out outside of your circle, you're not growing. You know, it's kind of like when you have if you have someone on, I use Facebook as a good example since we're all familiar with Facebook.
Sure.
If you have
sure.
someone on Facebook and every time they post something, they get a bunch of likes. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you ever go look, if you look at like maybe the last 5 posts that had 50 or 100 likes and you go look at the names, it's the same 50 or 100.
Absolutely.
So they're
yep.
not reaching out to yep. new circles, new groups, new ideas,
yep.
you know? So I love the idea of positive promotion and positive growth, and I think
yeah.
that by being willing to reach out beyond your norm and go, quote-unquote, mainstream, you're allowing yourself to grow and become bigger, and you're inviting new positive growth into your world, and I think that's great. That's what we're here for.
Without a doubt, and you know, you're looking now at the younger group coming up behind you guys, and that's very important for the survival of any of these sports, and I know, and we're going to wind this up, but I will tell you this, this lifting, any type of lifting, to me, I hope through your promotion, through what we do here, and anybody else connected into what we like to do, we need to spread this stuff bigger than big, and we've talked about this on shows here. There's an awful lot of kids out there that need some real positive reinforcement, and you're bringing this. We're bringing this. I couldn't be happier for you, and obviously I wish you the most success you can get, and, you know, we want to get you on a show after this meet is completed. We want to hear all about it. We want to push you out and, you know, get you out there as much as we can globally too. So if there's anything else you want to add, Mindy, be fine with me. You know, we can wrap it up. And, you know, anything, any words you want to part to everybody that is either on the fence or is coming or going to bring other people, you can just give it all now if you would, please.
Okay. Well, I absolutely want to thank all my supporters who I know will be there. They're there year after year. And for those of you who are deciding, hey, you have nothing planned for May 28th, and you're like, what should I do? Where could I be? Stop by. Give us a try. Yep. I think you will not be disappointed. I know you won't be disappointed. It's going to blow your mind. We have Mike Rashid coming from Miami. He'll be stopping by. He's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube celebrity. We also yep. have Brian Carroll, Amit Sapir, possibly Dan Green, Derek Wade. We have a bunch of lifters that are going to be putting up unbelievable numbers. We're talking 1,000-pound squats, 500-pound yeah. benches, 800-pound deadlifts. This is exciting yep. stuff. We also have women really? Coming. That these women will blow your minds. They lift more than the average firefighter. They are so strong, these women. And it should be celebrated. So they need you. They need you in the audience to cheer and get behind them. And if you're coming, come alive and ready to go, because I will be emceeing and I will get you pumped. And together we will get behind those lifters. We will be on the platform right there with them, and we will help them have the best meet ever. And that's really what it's all about, making sure that Absolutely. The lifters and the people in the audience just have an amazing day. So I really hope to see everyone at the RPS Redemption Powerlifting Meet. It is the biggest annual powerlifting meet in Florida. It's happening May 28th right here in Fort Myers in the Crown Plaza Hotel Ballroom. You can find us off of US 41 in the Bell Tower Shopping Centers.
And is there anything they can go out website, Mindy, and
Absolutely.
Look at? Or
you can go to my website. It's www.redemptionpowerlifting.net. And if you, okay. go, you can go to upcoming events. Once you get to upcoming events, you'll see the meet, and you can get all the information there. Or you can hit me up on Facebook if you follow me at Mindy Lou, MindyLou Underwood on Facebook. I will give you updates. You will see flyers. I'll just be promoting. Also, we will be live streaming. We will be live streaming on okay. YouTube. So if you go to my nice. YouTube channel, which is Redemption Powerlifting, you can also find a link to that on my webpage, or you can find a link to that on my Facebook. Connect to my YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see what's happening that day if you can't make it out. Hey, at least start following my YouTube channel, subscribe, and get yourself going with that way. You can get lots of information and tips. You can see lots of awesome lifts. So that's pretty exciting, yeah. too. So there's tons of ways to get connected, and I just look forward to us growing together.
Absolutely. Inspiring, obviously, get your blood pumping. And, you know, next year, if we're out and about, I might just come down and do a podcast with you next year.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. That would be, to the meet next
yeah,
year.
That would be awesome.
That would
yeah,
be
I'd like
fun. And that's
well, we'll see. We both right now got some growing pains, so we're going to see what happens. Mindy, is there anything else we need to say, or are we going to we will have to sign off at this point?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okay. All right. So for Mindy Underwood, this is Eric Fiorello. Obviously, go out and check out this big event. You've heard her speak. Obviously, she knows what she's doing. Good, good promoter, and we know she's going to get better, and we wish her the best of luck, and we wish all the lifters best of luck. And remember, man, whatever you like to do, give everything you got to it. So for Eric Fiorello and Mindy Underwood, this special promotion through Motivation and Muscle, we wish everybody well and have a great time. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.